Well, while I was out there, I had some very exciting, for me, conversations with Dr. Perry, and our dual statement, the talk we gave together, was for me a very great experience. And it started me thinking more and more about the immediate import of this material, which I had been dealing with in a more or less scholarly, academic, personally enthusiastic way, but without any sense of its possible import for people in trouble today. Then Dr. Perry and Mr. Murphy gave me a paper by a Dr. Julian Silverman, which had appeared in the American Anthropologist in 1967 on schizophrenia and shamanism. And there I found something very interesting again. Because of course, when one studies primitive mythologies, the imagery of the mythological world derives from the psychological experiences of the shamans. The source of the imagery of primitive myths is the shaman's psychological crisis. The shaman is a person who, in his early puberty, has cracked off, broken off, and gone into what we would today call a psychosis. Another shaman is sent for, a mature shaman is sent for, to help him through this. And by interpreting the gestures and so forth of the young psychotic, he brings him out of it. Now let me just tell you the story of one shaman situation that is described by Rasmussen, the great Danish explorer who in the early 1920s went across the north of North America, a man of great human sympathy and understanding, who was able to talk with the shamans whom he encountered in northern Canada and so forth along the Arctic Circle, very simple societies, and understand and appreciate their experiences and what they had undergone. And there was one man who told him of what had happened to him. When this shaking and retreat from the world came on, his parents knew that the best thing to do was to send for a shaman to help him through this. And this shaman, according to this account, put him on a sled and took him out onto the wastes of snow, built a tiny little igloo, hardly big enough to contain him, lifted him from the sled onto a skin in the igloo, and left him there for 30 days. And brought him every 10 days some tiny little bit of food and water. And he said, I died many times during that time. But there came to me experiences that one can come to only in solitude and in silence. Another shaman whom Rasmussen met in Alaska told him of a similar adventure into the silence.